Welcome back to the deep dive. You know that specific kind of frustration where you have this brilliant cinematic idea for a video,
Oh,
right?
yeah, totally. You type out this absolute masterpiece of a prompt into an AI generator.
Right. And then you just wait. You wait like 30, maybe 40 minutes.
Just staring at the progress bar, and it's basically mocking you.
Exactly. And when it finally finishes, you click play expecting magic. But instead, you get a protagonist with like seven fingers who's somehow merging into a mahogany table.
Yeah, it's a very modern, very specific type of heartbreak.
It really is.
Because, I mean, the promise of generative AI video has always been this frictionless, instant creation. But if you're a creator listening to this, you know the reality has often been these agonizing bottlenecks, server timeouts, and, let's be honest, anatomical nightmares.
Which is exactly why today's focus is so compelling. We are digging into a razor-sharp, highly authoritative technical breakdown from Taking Game Media. This is dated August 29, 2026.
Right, and they didn't just play around with a few prompts here.
No, not at all. We are unpacking their exhaustive 15-hour laboratory benchmark of Nextify.ai.
So just to give everyone a bit of context, Nextify.ai is a cloud advertising studio, and it's optimized specifically for gaming in what we call UGC.
User-generated
Yeah,
content.
exactly. So they aren't trying to build an architecture to generate 2-hour Hollywood movies. That's not the goal. They are targeting digital marketers, social media managers, and creators who need high-impact viral clips immediately.
Okay, let's unpack this because the stakes here are a fascinating mixed bag.
You really are.
On one hand, Taking Game is reporting blistering render speeds. We're talking 7 to 11 times faster than direct cloud competitors.
Yeah.
And visual effects that genuinely push the boundaries of what we expect from commercial AI.
Yeah, the visuals are wild.
But on the other hand, there's a glaring limitation that results in Taking Game giving Nextify.ai a very specific and honestly somewhat modest 6.8 out of 10 rating.
Right. And that score is basically the puzzle we need to solve today. But to understand it, we have to start with the single biggest reason. Nextify.ai is turning heads in the digital marketing world right now.
And that would be time.
Time. Time is the ultimate currency in digital marketing. Taking Game's engineering labs executed a wide array of production scenarios across six diverse neural models, just trying to find where the platform excels and where it completely breaks.
When you say diverse neural models, you mean the actual engines powering the AI, right?
Yeah.
Like Kling 3.0, Omni, Minimax H3, Happy Horse 1.1, and I think a few Seedance builds.
Yeah, that's the roster. And across all of those engines, the defining commercial advantage of this platform was just generation speed. Nextify.ai boasts a staggering 7x to 11x latency advantage over its rival.
Like 7 to 11 times faster.
Yep, they are consistently producing 2K and 1080p high definition video outputs in just 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, let me stop you there because as someone who follows this space, that makes me instantly skeptical.
Sure, that makes sense.
Because in the AI world, speed usually means the system is cutting corners somewhere. Are they just, dropping the resolution or highly compressing the video to cheat the clock and get it out the door in 5 minutes?
See, that is the natural assumption, but the lab data actually says otherwise.
Really?
Yeah. So Taking Game ran a specific commercial workload using the Minimax H3 engine. The prompt asked for a gaming console controller demanding tactile button textures and precise hand manipulation.
Which is notoriously tricky to get right.
Extremely tricky. But Nextify.ai rendered this at a pristine 2K QHD resolution, which is 2560 by 1440 pixels, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And it produced a 5.8 megabyte file at a 4.58 megabits per second bitrate. Plus, the duration of the video only deviated by a tiny 1.25% from the requested 10 seconds.
Okay, for the listeners who aren't video editors, break down why that 4.58 megabit bitrate is like the vital detail in that test.
Right, so bitrate is essentially the amount of data processed every single second in a video file. When a cloud AI platform tries to render incredibly fast, it usually cheats by starving the video of data.
Like it compresses it heavily to save server compute time.
Exactly. You get a fast video, but it looks like a blurry, pixelated soup. Achieving a 4.58 megabits per second bitrate in under 10 minutes proves the engine is actually pumping out dense, rich pixel data. It's real, uncompromised quality in a fraction of the traditional time.
And what's fascinating here is how that technical achievement cascades down to an actual business. Because if you're managing ad budgets for a gaming company, you don't just make one ad and hope it works.
Oh, not at all. Performance marketing teams rely heavily on rapid A/B creative testing. They need to put 20 different video hooks in front of an audience to see which one actually converts views into clicks.
Right.
So a 5-minute turnaround empowers a creator to produce and test dozens of variations within a single workday. If you're stuck in a 40-minute render queue with a platform like, say, videocoding.ai,
we're waiting like nearly 2 hours for a style transfer.
Yeah, up to 115 minutes sometimes. Your iterative testing is just completely paralyzed at that point.
Plus, taking less time on the server means reduced cloud GPU compute overhead, right? The servers aren't working as hard, which translates directly into their subscription pricing.
Exactly.
The Dossier Notes Nexify.ai sits at $34 for their starter tier and $69.30 a month for Pro.
Yeah, that efficiency is their core market advantage.
I want to use an analogy here because we often think of traditional AI rendering like commissioning a custom piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
You give the carpenter your plans and you just have to wait weeks to see if they actually understood what you wanted.
That's a good way to look at it.
But Nexify.ai sounds more like a fast food drive-thru. You place the order, pull up to the window, and boom, it's there. But the burning question remains, does this fast food speed compromise the actual taste? Can it handle complex, chaotic movement or just static objects like a game controller?
Well, taking games stress-tested, Nexify.ai's visual fidelity, specifically in gaming and action contexts, and the results for dynamic movement were actually its highest-rated feature.
No way, really.
Yeah. When utilizing the Kling 3.0 Omni engine, the platform established an overwhelming lead in visual fidelity. It scored an 8.5 out of 10 for combat choreography, energy particles, and dramatic lighting.
But how exactly do you benchmark combat choreography? Did they just ask for, like, two people throwing punches in a boxing ring?
Oh, they made it much more difficult than that. The prompt demanded a high-intensity Mortal Kombat-style martial arts duel choreographed in a dimly lit ancient temple.
Okay, that is a literal nightmare scenario for an AI. You have low light, incredibly fast movement, and complex human physical interaction all at once. Usually that results in limbs just melting together.
Right, so to verify the results, Tikken Game ran a frame-by-frame diagnostic analysis using Gemini multimodal vision.
What did it find?
The output was a 15.04-second sequence with an extraordinary 17.94 megabits per second byte rate. Gemini confirmed perfect physical strike impacts. It captured dynamic orange ember sparks flying through the air and dual-tone red and blue volumetric energy blades. And the slow-motion temporal deceleration curves, basically the cinematic slow-mo, were mathematically precise.
That byte rate is massive. Almost 18 megabits per second is incredibly dense for generative video. But what about the anatomy? Did we get the dreaded multi-limb artifact?
Crucially, Gemini confirmed there was zero unnatural morphological tearing. The anatomical structures remained entirely intact throughout the fast-paced fight scene. No melting faces, no extra fingers.
For anyone who has spent hours trying to fix an AI-generated hand in post-production, that alone is just a revelation. But I assume it's not magic across every single environment. How did it handle larger, more environmental action scenes?
So they pivoted to the Happy Horse 1.1 engine for a Grand Theft Auto-style nocturnal city car chase. Rain-slicked streets, intense neon lights.
Very cinematic.
It convincingly rendered the neon reflections and atmospheric depth, but it did suffer from a minor artifact during extreme camera panning, known in the industry as foot sliding.
Oh, I've seen this in AI videos before where it looks like people or cars are kind of ice skating across the ground. Why does that specific artifact happen?
To understand foot sliding, you have to think about how diffusion engines work. They don't film a 3D world, right? They start with a frame of pure static noise and mathematically sculpt it into an image over and over, frame by frame.
Right.
So when you ask the AI to rapidly pan a camera across a wet street while a car is moving, it has to perfectly recalculate the 3D spatial geometry of the car's tires against the pavement for every single microsecond. It is mathematically chaotic.
So when the engine struggles to maintain that spatial anchor, the object slips from its grounding. The tires basically lose their grip on the digital reality.
Exactly.
Can a user fix that, or are you just stuck with ice skating cars?
Taking game notes, this is easily mitigated by simply framing tighter camera angles in your prompt, which brings up a critical takeaway from the dossier, and that is prompt engineering golden rules.
Oh, do tell.
You cannot just type a generic prompt and expect cinematic perfection. You have to act like a casting director, selecting the specific neural engine for the specific scene.
Got it. Aligning the engine with the goal. So Kling 3.0 Omni exclusively for dark, high-intensity martial arts.
Mm.
Minimax H3 for razor-sharp physical product close-ups.
Exactly. And Happy Horse 1.1 if you were making native 9x16 vertical video for TikTok or Instagram Reels. The report also strongly suggests injecting physical descriptors for action in your prompts.
Like what?
Phrases like heavy camera shake on impact or motion blur, basically to force the AI to compensate for the static nature of generative models.
Okay, so the system is fast, the bite rates are impressively high, and it can handle martial arts without turning humans into spiders. But I want to know where the wall is. What happens when you push this technology past its compute limits? Every technology breaks eventually.
They tested exactly that by prompting for Marvel-style superhero flight dynamics and complex web-swinging physics.
Oh, that's heavy.
Very. Multi-point aerial physics demand that the AI calculate trajectory, momentum, shifting gravity, and rapid background scaling simultaneously. It is an overwhelming compute load.
And did it handle it?
It completely broke. Three consecutive generation timeouts. The engine simply could not process the physics.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, because in the SaaS and AI world, when a server times out, you usually still lose your generation credits.
Oh, always.
You pay for the compute time, regardless of whether the output succeeds. How did Nextify.ai handle a total failure?
They actually have a built-in financial safety net. When those three superhero generations failed, the platform automatically and instantly refunded all 540 credits consumed by those runs back to the user's account balance.
Wow.
Yeah, Tech and Game highlighted this as a remarkable zero financial loss consumer protection.
It is exactly like a vending machine that actually gives your dollar back when the candy bar gets stuck against the glass.
Yes, that's a perfect analogy.
You don't have to vigorously shake the machine. You don't have to email the support desk and wait 3 days for a response. The mechanism just frictionlessly hands your currency back. That encourages creators to actually experiment, you know? They can push boundaries without the fear of burning their monthly budget on failed renders.
It provides absolute financial peace of mind. However, total failure isn't the only way the system responds to stress.
What do you mean?
They ran another extreme scenario. It was an over-engineered prompt demanding a 30-second continuous cinematic sequence.
30 seconds is an eternity in AI video.
Right. It required five distinct scene locations, complex whip pan transitions, and floating virtual reality HUD telemetry, all set in a futuristic cyberpunk megalopolis.
So basically, they asked the AI to render a cohesive multi-location movie trailer in a single breath.
Exactly. And instead of crashing or timing out, the engine utilized an architectural resilience mechanism called smart adaptive degradation.
Graceful degradation. I love that concept in software, but how does that mechanism actually work in the context of an AI video pipeline?
Well, normally a rendering pipeline operates on a strict binary logic pass or fail. If you overload the server's compute limits, it crashes. But smart adaptive degradation operates more like an emergency triage system.
Okay, God bless me.
The AI evaluates your massive prompt, calculates the necessary GPU load, and realizes it will mathematically run out of memory before reaching the 30-second mark. So, autonomously, it simplifies the prompt constraints to guarantee a usable file.
Wait, it negotiated with the prompt. What did it actually deliver?
It delivered a 15.08-second sequence instead of 30 seconds. It condensed the narrative into three core scenes instead of five.
Interesting.
But by making those compromises, it successfully maintained the crisp first-person POV, the glowing plasma blade physics, the floating holographic elements, and the full 2K resolution at a high bite rate.
So it saved the quality by cutting the runtime.
Yes. It yielded a highly usable, coherent asset, earning a 7.8 out of 10 stress score. It chose to bend rather than shatter.
Let's tally this up for the listener. The rendering latency is industry-leading. The visual fidelity for chaotic action is cinematic. The platform protects your wallet with an automated vending machine-style refund policy, and it possesses this brilliant adaptive resilience.
Yep.
If all of that is true, why on earth did Tekken Game give the platform as a whole a somewhat modest 6.8 out of 10? What is the blind spot here?
The blind spot is significant depending on your business model. The true Achilles heel of Nextify.ai is a complete lack of custom photo-to-avatar synthesis.
Wait, so if a corporate consultant listening to this wants to upload a photo of themselves to generate a speaking avatar for a presentation, They cannot do it.
Not at all. The platform restricts creators to a library of over 1,000 pre-rendered stock avatars. You cannot synthesize a bespoke digital avatar from user-uploaded portrait photos or video feeds.
Oh, that's rough.
Taken Game contrasts this heavily with corporate stalwarts like Heijin, which specialize precisely in building personalized brand identities from personal headshots.
That is a massive limitation for influencers, executives, or anyone whose entire brand revolves around their actual face. Were there any other major red flags that dragged the score down?
Well, the report called out the systemic failure on aerodynamic physics, as we saw with the superhero test, but they also heavily criticized unannounced duration shortening on dense prompts.
Ah, which ties directly back to the smart adaptive degradation we were just praising.
Exactly. While the engineering behind graceful degradation is brilliant, the user interface fails to communicate it.
Meaning you just don't know what happened.
Right. When you request a 30-second video and the system triages it down to 15 seconds, it does not provide any upfront UI warnings. You are completely unaware that the AI compromised on your vision until the render finishes and you watch the shortened clip.
So the AI acts as an editor, but it doesn't bother to tell the director about the cuts until the premiere. I can see why a professional agency would find that frustrating.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, the 6.8 rating is not an indictment of the technology. It's a reflection of intense platform segmentation. Nextify.ai is not attempting to compete with Heijin for corporate explainer videos.
That makes sense.
The global pricing and capability matrix proves this. I mean, Runway Gen 3 is targeting high-end cinematic filmmakers. Creatify is building e-commerce templates. Nextify.ai is hyper-specialized for ultra-fast, heavy VFX gaming content. It is a scalpel, not a Swiss Army knife.
And if you happen to be a marketer or creator operating in that specific action-heavy niche, you can actually test this scalpel yourself with zero risk.
That's right.
The dossier mentions that registering through Nextify.ai's official portal instantly grants you 20 free welcome credits, plus an additional 20 bonus credits immediately following your first generation. You can test the Kling 3.0 Omni Martial Arts engine without ever opening your wallet.
And Tekken Game clearly sees the long-term potential here. Despite the 6.8 score, their editorial board has already committed to a formal three-month follow-up reassessment, which is scheduled for Q4 2026.
Oh, so they're keeping a close eye on it.
Yes. They intend to objectively measure if Nextify manages to integrate custom avatar tools and how these neural models iterate on complex physics over the next few months.
So what does this all mean? Let's bring it all together for you. If you are a performance marketer churning out dynamic, high-octane content, Nextify.ai is offering a blistering fast, highly cost-effective workflow with genuine financial transparency.
It really is a game changer for speed.
You can iterate and A/B test at a speed that traditional rendering pipelines simply cannot comprehend. However, if your strategy relies on highly personalized custom avatars of yourself or your CEO, you're going to be left frustrated just sifting through a library of stock faces.
It is a profoundly powerful tool that knows exactly what it is and what it isn't. But looking at the architecture of the platform itself, this raises a much larger question for anyone working with generative technology. Well, we discussed smart adaptive degradation. This mechanism where the AI rendering pipeline calculates its own compute limits and autonomously simplifies your complex prompt to ensure stability.
Right, the system actively deciding to cut your scene from 5 locations down to 3 just to make sure it delivers a coherent file.
Exactly. If artificial intelligence systems are now authorized to autonomously rewrite and simplify our creative constraints when they deem them too heavy, at what point does the AI stop being merely a rendering tool and start becoming the actual director?
Oh, wow. That's a good point.
If the machine decides your web-swinging scene is too complicated and edits it down without asking, who is really making the final creative choices? It is something we all need to ponder, how this subtle, graceful degradation might quietly reshape the future of human creative control.
That is a mind-bending thought to leave on. You ask for a masterpiece, and the machine politely rewrites your script before it even bothers to roll the cameras. It's certainly better than waiting 40 minutes to receive a protagonist with 7 fingers, but it fundamentally shifts the dynamic of who is actually sitting in the director's chair. Until next time, keep digging.